to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to tonight's Amity Warrior Basketball action, where your Warrior boys taking on the Jefferson Lions here in Jefferson. Got about 3 minutes, 4 minutes here before the introduction of starting lineups that it's going to be for the Warriors tonight. Meeker, Grove, Berkey, Carton, and Nyseth. And, Ron, we had about as good of, evening of basketball as you could have had last, Thursday. Really impressive victory by the boys, where Devin did something he hasn't done, and he rode five guys that were playing well the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Didn't care. He just said, this is what I'm going with because they're, it's actually working. He didn't mess with it. And that was, I'm trying to remember who was in there. Colby was in there and, Berkey for sure.
Trent.
And
I think Trent.
Trent and George. Who was the fifth in there? Oh, Keon.
Keon,
yeah, you're down a little bit here.
Yeah,
Keon Vrell, who played very well, and he found those five and just rode them out, and they did a great job on both ends of the floor in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, they the defense was the difference.
Yeah.
Basically stopped Bourne from killing us.
And yeah, they forced the ball out of his hands almost every time down the floor.
Yeah.
Great double teams.
Even though we got, what did he end up with, 28?
Oh, no. He only had 16.
Okay.
In the game. But he only had two in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, no, down there he killed us with like 28. Up here, and he had 10 in the first half. Looked like he was on his way to a solid night. But that double team started really wearing him down. And like my son says, he doesn't go to his left hand in the post. If he can't go to his right hand, he'll pass the ball every time he goes to his left hand. So that double really got to him. We saw him a number of times where we thought he would shoot, and he ended up kicking the ball out. But it was every time he spun to his right shoulder or the left hand.
There. Yep. The other thing is that really hurts them is they don't have ball handlers. So with our press, he's their main get the ball over half court guy.
Yep.
And it eliminates him from an early offense in the post area, which when he gets posted up, man, he's tough.
And it's a little bit of extra energy. Right? When you have to handle the ball, make all the decisions with it, it wears you down over the course of a game. And we pressed them most of the game, and he had to deal with that. So a great win for the Warrior boys. They won it by four. They're going to host, assuming that we win tonight and Dayton does their job and beats Santa Ana Christian at Santa Ana Christian, then Warriors are going to host SC on Wednesday at Amity.
Well, tonight we got one mission. We need to find out where number one is and be in his uniform.
Yeah, he's a good ball player. Courtney.
Left-handed.
Hunter Courtney, 6 foot sophomore.
He definitely got hot against us. I mean, step back threes and
yep.
All the things. So,
but it was still a comfortable win in the end. Won it by 16 or something.
Yeah. Maybe it was our rims because Sayud or whatever, she wasn't, she didn't make eight threes tonight. The girls game.
No, that's how she hit one.
Yeah.
She did hit one, but not eight. That was brutal at our place. All right, we are ready for starting lineups here. We lost a lot of the Warrior fans, too.
Yeah, a lot of women, women supporters.
Women's basketball supporters went home for both teams. This gym was pretty full, right?
Yeah.
During the girls game. And then it's like, yeah, boys game, we're going to go home. So,
well, what's Jefferson's record? They're
5-17 overall, 3-8 in league.
Yeah.
So, you know, they hung with us in the first quarter and a little bit in the second quarter at our place, and then we pulled away from them in the second half. They just don't have enough weapons.
Yeah.
They have a couple of decent weapons, but not enough. And our boys are playing a lot better than they were the last time we played them.
If you remember the formula, play as a team, get behind one another as the team, believe in the coach, believe what he's saying, and get after it.
George Meeker.
We've watched our kids get better, but we've also watched the development of a good head coach.
Yeah. It takes time. It's unrealistic to expect somebody who's never been a head coach, he hadn't even really been an assistant coach, to come in and really know how to handle all the different nuances of coaching.
And it isn't all about basketball.
No, it's not. But he has done a much better job.
And he didn't have a lot of these guys around the summertime. He coached the summertime, but several of these kids did not play summer basketball.
So it's going to be George Meeker, Andrew Grove, Evan Berkey, Trent Carton, and Colby Nyseth. And really, now I'm trying to remember. So I thought Grove was in there down the stretch. It was, I don't think it was Carton. I don't think
might
Carton
been,
was in the game down the stretch. I think it was Grove.
Burrell.
I think it was these five minus Carton and Burrell in for Carton. I think that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. It was a little different lineup, but Varel was playing so well that he didn't disrupt it. He just like, we're going to ride it. No, Carton was in there. Doggone, this is going to drive me nuts. I know we didn't have six on the floor, so.
They might have subbed once. They might have subbed the fourth.
Boy, I don't think he did, but maybe I'm wrong. I thought he rode the starting five, or that five that started the fourth quarter, the whole quarter. But I remember thinking, wow, they're exhausted, but it was still working, so.
Well, Kobe sat on the bench in the first half with those two fouls.
Yeah.
And he watched how Gavin and JJ played Bourne.
Moving the ball, yeah.
He played much better defense on Bourne when he came back in there in that second half.
Yeah. So for Jefferson, it's Hunter Courtney. That's the point guard we talked about, 6 foot sophomore. Drew Withey, Jaden Harrison, Trevor Withey, and Coleman Case. So not much size. It's not a big team. Colby's going to look big out there. Tall.
The Withies have an Amity connection related to the Withies that went to Amity High School.
So Case and Nyseth going to jump it up at half court. Nyseth wins the tap to Grove. Grove up the left side. Swings it over to Carton on the right angle. Back to Grove on the left angle. Skips it in the corner to Berkey. Tried to go down low, knocked away in that mid post. Berkey gets it back. Such a good defender. Berkey with the steal. Over to Grove on the left wing. Grove to Nyseth in the corner. Down low, Carton. Shovels it to Meeker. Meeker hangs fouled. That was fantastic. Carton with a semi, a half look. Kind of, what do you call it? Not just a,
it's a back pass.
Backwards pass. He was in the post with his back to the basket, threw it kind of behind him, not a behind the back pass, but with his right hand right along the baseline to Meeker on the other side. Meeker gets fouled. This is the first one.
Continues his
erratic
shooting. Free throw shooting.
Gets the second one to roll in. 1-0 Warriors. Like I like to say when I'm playing basketball, you give yet? We're up. We're shutting you out. You give? Lions with the ball. It's Withey. Gets it ahead to Courtney. Back out. They trap him. He gets it back to Withey. Now Courtney on the left wing. Drive. Slapped away. Knocked out of there by Berkey. Picked up by Nyseth. Nyseth going up hard. All the way to the basket. Missed the lay-in. He went up too strong. What a rumbling dump truck coming at you, man.
Adrenaline.
At the other end, Case for three. Buries it. Nobody picked up Coleman Case. Senior buries the three-pointer on the semi-break there. Meeker, Grove play catch over to Berkey, back to Grove. Cross court, three-pointer for Carton, short.
Oh my.
Not even short. I think it was going to be short also, but it hit the side of the backboard and bounced out of bounds. Wow. It's a problem with the side spin. Every once in a while it gets away from you.
Yeah.
Courtney gets it just through Berkey's hands. Over to Withey, Cross half court, they trap him. Burke, stolen by Nyseth. If he can get it, he can't chase it down. But they've got Withey trapped, throws it ahead to Courtney.
Threes.
They've got numbers.
Threes.
In the corner, Case for three. Hits another one. No, back popped out. It was halfway down. Carton with the rebound. Carton over to Grove for three from the left side. No good. Rebound, Meeker. What? Is this going to be on Berkey?
Push
or
him.
On Nyseth? Excuse me, folks. I have got a tickle in my throat. Nyseth with a loose ball foul.
Water break.
Excuse me. Oh, they called it on Meeker. I didn't see that. He pushed off. Sorry. First foul of the game on the Warriors. Courtney with it at the elbow. Back out to Withey in the corner. They hook a pass inside to Case. Back out to Courtney for three. Top of the key. No good. Nyseth strong with a rebound. Ahead to Grove on the left side. Throws it cross court. Meeker attacks into Courtney. Now. Lays it up and in. George Meeker with three. What's the whistle after the play?
Leave the ball alone.
Delay. But they didn't warn him. That's what he's asking is it a delay of game warning or not? Yeah.
Here he goes.
See, he forgot to tell the this guy doesn't know what to say. The head official had to help him out.
Yeah.
It's a delay of game warning. You have to tell the scores table, though. They have to mark it down in the book. All right. They get it up the left side. Withy. Back to Withy. Drew Withy with it. Over to Trevor. Warriors in a 2-3 zone now as they drop back. Right side, three-point attempt, missed everything, was Harrison. Meeker ahead to Carton. Carton drives, off the glass and in! Trent Carton loves that little scoop off the backboard.
Yeah.
One of the few kids that really uses the backboard well. They throw it ahead. Berkey can't steal it, but it's... Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It was in the air, and Berkey...
Did his foot land out of bounds? Because the ball landed on the kid laying out of bounds.
Yeah.
So Berkey must have stepped on the sideline as he was trying to save that up the side. They threw a ball ahead to number 11, Trevor Withy. Hit him in the back. He wasn't even looking. Like, do you know it's press break? Into the game, number 5, Vasquez. Give him a little bit more ball handling, I think. Get Case out also into the game, 31, Lopez. Gives him a little length. Courtney backs down, kicks in the corner to Withy, now to his brother Trevor. Trevor jab steps, swings it to Vasquez. Fakes the three, then takes it from 23 and hits it. He dared him. We didn't come out on him. 6-5, Jefferson. Carton drives, lost it.
That.
I think he was getting ready to pass it, and it
George
got tipped out of
open.
His hands. Yeah, that's where he was trying to go, I think. He was trying to make the pass right as somebody got their hand on the ball. On top, Withy to Trevor Withy. Shovels a pass down low. Back out on the side to Vasquez. Withy with it. He holds it. Now to Courtney on the wing. Courtney wants to drive. Cut off by Berkey. Gets to inside the foul line. Misses a 12-footer. Good defense by Berkey. Stayed right on that left shoulder. Grove, left side, drives. Little floater on the baseline.
Nice.
Knocks it down. Well, he missed a couple of those that he usually makes against Santiam Christian. He gets this one. They trap Withy. He swings it to Courtney on the left side. Courtney to Withy. It's Drew Withy. In the corner, Vasquez. Head fake. Cut off. Back in the corner to Withy. The Withy boys don't really like to shoot. Down in the corner, Vasquez on the left side. They won't let him have another standstill three again. Now Drew Withy takes the three, misses that. Rebound, Trevor Withy. Loses it, Berkey with it. He just lost the ball. Throw ahead to Grove. Grove attacks, lays it up, and in! What a pass by Berkey! My goodness! Great lead pass over the top of the defense, allowing Grove to attack with the right hand. 9-6 Warriors. Courtney with it. Over to Vasquez. Vasquez works right. Nothing there. Comes back on top to Withy. Swings to Courtney on the left angle. Courtney cut off by Berkey. Goes in the corner to Withy. Shovels it back to Courtney, and Berkey with the steal. He's so good, folks. I just cannot tell you how good he is on defense. Carton, Eurostep, blocked by Lopez. Lopez pretty long, about 6'4".
It was 3-on-2. A pass would have been nice.
On top, Withy for three.
Airball.
Short. Berkey with a rebound. Throws ahead. Grove with it. Pump fake. Grove lays it up. No good. You gotta know, if you're not comfortable shooting it, don't take the shot.
Get it on the backboard or bring it back out.
Or bring it back out. You don't have to shoot. 30-second timeout for Jefferson. 9-6 Warriors. Roman Thompson, the head coach for the Lions. I'll tell you what, he gets into play hard. That's for sure.
Yeah, it was
he does not, he doesn't, struggle with motivating his kids. He just doesn't have a ton of basketball talent out there. He's got a good guard in the sophomore Courtney, and then he's got a bunch of kids that play hard.
They've been down for, we come in to rejuvenate a program. I mean, they don't have a JV boys team.
somebody lose a contact, or the officials out there looking for something. Maybe they think there was blood.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. It's going to be Jefferson ball. Warriors up three. 2:39 left to go first quarter. They're still wiping up the floor, but maybe there was just some moisture on the floor. I know this head official from when I was in Alcee, but I can't remember his name. Marcus, I think. I think it's Marcus something. It's a few years. Yeah, 20.
A few years. Just blink your eyes, Jeff.
I know.
It goes faster.
It's been a while. All right, high post. Courtney pulls up from the elbow, buries it.
Can't leave him open.
No. He's their best player.
Too wide open.
A 9-8 Warriors. Grove, 2:20 to go first quarter. To Carton. Back to Grove. Nysef not getting shots. Now he has the ball. A little jump up block by Lopez. And then a reach in foul on Mika. That's his second.
Two on him.
That's going to get Gavin into the game. He should have had him quicker. This is where you got to help your head coach there. He's looking to see how many it is. Somebody should have known that was two, especially in the first quarter.
I told Cicely, he tracked that, man.
Didn't get Devin's attention quick enough. As soon as that foul was called, you got to let your coach know that's two, that's three, whatever it is, so that he can make that quicker decision. Instead, you run a risk of Meeker picking up a foul here while you're waiting to get him out of the game. In the corner, Courtney for three. Good.
Can't let him shoot, man.
Jefferson up 11-9.
This is the one where he came back with Burrell on number one, remember?
Yeah, and I think we'll go man-to-man at some point here on this group. In the corner, Carton back out to Berkey. Skips it over to Grove. Fakes the three. Now steps to his left. Takes the three. Buries it. Boy, that was calm, cool, and collected. Grove with seven. I love that. The ball fake, let the defender fly by, step to the left, gather, and shoot. There's no second defender coming at you at the three-point line. Courtney on the right angle, fouled by Nysef. Nice, that's a bad matchup.
He can't be out there. Trent should be out there.
Yeah, why?
I mean, you got to make that decision.
Why is Nysef not in the middle, though?
You got to make that decision.
Were they man-to-man?
No, 2-3 zone.
Yeah, he should be in the middle. He shouldn't be coming out. That's a bad matchup to have him out there. I think they're a man-to-man now.
Switch back to man.
Now they're in man. You got to be careful on switches. Lopez with it. Back to Withy. Watson up on him. There'll be some energy on the floor now. Courtney to Lopez. Rolling to the basket. We doubled Courtney, and Courtney hit Lopez rolling to the basket. 13-12 in favor of the Lions. Nice F, pump fake, up,
misses
the shot. Carton with the rebound, he's fouled. That was Courtney grabbing it. Got a hold of his arm. Two shots for Carton coming. 48.9 seconds left to go in the quarter. 13-12, Lions on top. Still 13-12. Warriors are 1-for-3 from the foul line tonight.
More reliable at the foul line.
He's very streaky.
Yeah.
He'll get going. He'll make 5, 6, 7 in a row. And then he gets these stretches. He buries that one.
It's all about timing. I think he hurries.
Yeah. There's not a lot of arch on that shot when he shoots it. It's pretty flat most of the time. Withy to Withy. Tie game.
2-3 zone.
It's kind of what happened to us at our place. They played tight for the first half, and then we wore them down. Courtney at top. Drives. Shovels the pass to Withy. To Vasquez, kicks it back out to Withy on the left side. Vasquez on top, 22 seconds. Courtney trying to drive, reach in, foul on Berkey.
23, no. It's on Kobe.
That'll get JJ in. I think you could have called on either one. I thought Berkey got him across the wrist also. So two on Colby. Colby off to a slow start. Missed that lay-in and then got a shot blocked and then missed again. So he's 0-for-3 in this first quarter. Withy to inbound. Drew Withy. To Vasquez. Vasquez holding. Getting a screen. Nothing there. Hands off to Drew Withy. Over to Trevor Withy. Trevor. Carton on him. Gavin with the steal.
Oh.
Tried to go to Carton. He was falling out of bounds. He couldn't find anything from half court. No good. We're tied at 13, folks, after one quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville.
back.
Welcome back.
I hope I'm gone by then.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Ron just telling you he doesn't want to live to 103. So 13-13 after one quarter. We're just debating the pros and cons of these bleachers. They've got nice new bleachers here.
I like it.
And they are nice. They do slope quite a ways. There are 11 rows back on each side, and they've got good leg room.
And the wood is a good feature.
Yeah, I like the wood in between
for
your feet. Yeah, I think it cleans better. It's got a nice varnish on it.
And the steps are beautiful.
Yeah. It'll be nice to have new bleachers, that's for sure. Lions ball as we start the second quarter. Courtney to Withy. Vasquez, he threw it away. Vasquez curled, and Withy threw it like he was popping out. Just a little miscommunication. They were on different pages reading the defense there. Vasquez saw a chance to curl to the foul line. Berkey to Grove, back to Berkey. Swings to Carton on the right angle. Skip pass.
Got
Grove
it.
All by himself. Left corner. No good. Rebound inside Withy. Withy ahead to Courtney. Courtney. Back out to Withy. Swings it to Trevor Withy. Vasquez left corner. Grove on him. It's man-to-man defense. Pretty effective so far for the Warriors. They've given up one basket since they went to it. They picked up a couple of fouls, though. Withy hands off to Courtney. Warriors blessed with some pretty good man defenders, especially at the point guard position. And then Watson, a very good defender. Out on top, Vasquez for three. Missed that. Watson with the rebound. JJ comes, gets the loose ball. All the way, JJ with the left hand up and in. He just attacked that. The defense never got set. And JJ with that great link. That's over and back. Yeah, that's right. Courtney to Withy. Withy hadn't crossed. He left the backcourt and came across. Marcus was right on it, man. He nailed it. Boy, he's been reffing a long time. He was old when I knew him in Amity.
He's good.
He is a good official. He's been doing this a long time. He's in charge of the Corvallis Association, or at least he was when I was down there.
We just didn't like his one call in the key on the...
Just one call. One call.
One call.
Other than that, he's been in control out there, though. He's a good official. 15-13 Warriors, 6:47 to go. Warriors with the ball. That was a great attack by JJ. The defense never got set. JJ was on the left side of the court. He could go with his strong hand, able to elevate and score an attack. Grove drives.
Nice
leaves
pass.
It for Watson.
Great
Watson lays it up and in.
Really nice pass.
Watson's first basket. I like this five in there right now. The energy's good. They're attacking. Vasquez swings it. Lopez on the baseline. Air balls. JJ with it. Give it up, JJ. There you go to Grove. Grove up the left side. Varell coming in next to all. Swings it to Berkey in the corner. To Watson. Watson attacks. Dumps it to JJ. What a pass from Watson to Howard. That is how you play basketball. Gavin Watson attacking from the right side. Leapt in the air, but he knew as soon as that defense came, he had JJ all by himself on the left side, uncontested for the lay-in. That's an easy basket because your teammate did the right thing. It's amazing what happens when you attack and pass, Ron. Attack and pass. Out on top. Warriors up six now. Ball's loose. Grove didn't know it. He's keeping an eye on Courtney. He's not turning around to look.
I wouldn't lose.
Warriors Courtney. Back in their 2-3 right now. Missed three-pointer. JJ with another rebound. Giving them good energy off the bench tonight. Grove on the left wing. Out on top. 5:30 to go. Carton. Wanted to attack. Now he probes, gets in below the foul line. He likes that shot. Misses. Watson with the rebound, and he gets... No, they're going to call it on Watson.
What?
Are they? Wait. No. You're right. I saw Watson kind of hang his head.
No.
So it was a push, but it made because Watson aggressively attacking that offensive glass. Berkey gets a break. Varell in.
Berkey played good defense.
You know what? He played all 32 minutes on Thursday.
He made two really nice steals.
He's just the best defender in the league, I think. I don't think if you're going to pick a defensive player in the league, it has to be Berkey.
You just got to play defense on his brain. Keep his head in the game. Don't get angry.
JJ with the ball out top. Double him, hands to Carton.
Uh-oh.
Carton off somebody's foot. No!
Went off the foot.
No! Oh my goodness, it went right off of the defender's foot. Both officials agreed.
Trent should have got it. He had time to pick it up.
I think he thought it was going quicker than it was, and it wasn't. And then he hesitated, but it wasn't off his foot. Nice drive there, misses. JJ high for the board. That was Courtney missing. There's a pass ahead to Varell. Varell Oh, Courtney cut off the passing lane. He was trailing the play. Nobody knew where he was. Jumped in that passing lane from behind. Vasquez for three. No good. Watson thought it was going to be an air ball. Courtney saves Grove with the steal. Grove pushes hard to the right side, takes it into him, and draws the foul.
Should have passed it.
Yep, that should have been a jump stop and a bounce pass. They don't jump stop.
It's 3-on-1.
They don't recognize the numbers, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And it's not just one player, it's all of them.
You have to play fast break basketball enough to know.
Berkey and Grove out. This is what...
We have trouble fielding the lanes, you know.
Yeah, I want to know if somebody should talk to Andrew right now and just say, hey, here's what needs to happen on that break. Carton with a little floater.
Uh-oh.
Offensive foul. He committed early on that.
Stop, shoot the jumper.
Yeah. 4.5 to go. Second quarter. Warriors up 21-13.
Don't let the refs get to you, Devin. It's not going to change.
No, they're going to change the call. Just coach the game. With it.
There's Berkey.
Diamond and one right now for the Warriors. Berkey's they throw down. Ahead.
Oh.
Courtney comes down with it. Left corner. Withy tries to drive. Cut off. Back out to Courtney. Fakes the three from 22. Backs it out. Swings it to Withy on the left wing. Challenge that one. He misses. JJ with another rebound. Boy, there's no box house down there. JJ can just go get the ball. With his length, there's a pass from Carton. And Carton lays it up and in. Great pass from Berkey. They got it ahead. Berkey takes his time. Waits for help. Makes the right play. Talk about, he might actually know how to run a break. The rest of them, I'm not so sure sometimes. Carton knocks away from Vasquez. Vasquez gets it back. Berkey's always looking to pass the ball, though. They get it to Withy on top. Warriors are up 10. Biggest lead of the game. It's this defense. Excellent. And JJ with his rebounding has been excellent. On the side, Case with it. Goes high post. Berkey knocks it away. Carton ahead to Berkey.
Nice
Berkey
pass.
Attacks. Oh, he tried to lob it to Gavin. Oh, he had Gavin coming. He put it on him a little fast.
It was gonna be a lob.
But you gotta love the unselfishness. Berkey had a left-hand lane if he wanted it. He saw Gavin running. What we used to say, you reward your teammate for running, right? He tried to reward him with the alley-oop. Didn't quite get it. Full timeout. KLYC McMinnville.
Oh, this is a good looking.
Welcome back, Warrior fans.
Fivesome in here, right?
Yeah, they're playing well together. Kind of like that fourth quarter on Thursday. He's got five that are working well together. Case to Withy. And we're not getting fouls. We're playing very aggressive defense. They're letting us play. Carton right up on Withy. Hands off to Courtney. Berkey on him. Might have carried the ball there. Backs his way down. These are for Vasquez. Out for Case for three. He can hit it. Misses that one. That's a push by Vasquez. And he got it late. Yeah, he realized what happened about a second after I said that. He saw it, but he didn't. I think he had to process. But that was a clear push as was that a Carton that went flying or somebody. Going up for the rebound. He just sails an extra 5 feet. Vasquez with the push in the back. He's got two fouls, five each. Warriors up eight. Carton trying to draw a foul on Case there by running through him a little bit. Grove, JJ, good catch. JJ banks it up, misses. Gets it back. Got to pass it. Down to Carton, does. Carton lays it up and in. There we go. Howard to Carton, junior to junior right there. Up 10 again. JJ stayed with that. What I like is he didn't force the shot out of frustration. He realized, hey, I got help. Just be patient. Slow down. Case, left corner three. Misses. JJ, another rebound. Ahead to Carton. And there's a foul by Case as they try to run again.
He can control the boards.
Well, if they're not going to box him out, he's going to get every rebound. Every single rebound. And he is right now.
He's not tired. I don't want to see him patting his head.
No. Don't even be looking at the bench.
Tell him he's not tired. JJ, you're not tired. My brother-in-law's here. I want him to yell. I can't. He doesn't listen to me.
Berkey on top.
I could have Carlos, one of the uncles here.
Down low. JJ fakes up with the left hand, hooks it up and in. He's unstoppable tonight, folks. He's playing under control. They have no size in there.
No.
They have no ability to defend him in the low post if he just takes his time. Case on the left wing. Warriors up 12. They have not scored this quarter. Vasquez gets it. I jinxed that. That's my fault. Vasquez gets a little up and over JJ. Berkey with it. 10-point Warrior lead. Warriors have outscored them 12-2 in this quarter. In the corner, Carton drives baseline, hooks it out to Watson. Another drive, lost it. Hit his leg, I think, as he was driving.
Too fast. Just like the nicely. If you get going too fast, you can't.
Withy.
Don't mess up the quarter here by letting him get a three.
Yeah. Carton with it. Or Case with it. Excuse me. Back out to Withy. Look at Berkey just dogging Courtney everywhere he goes, making him have to work so hard to get the ball. He comes out to half court there to get it. Carries it. Works left. Cut off by Berkey. Wow. He and Carton doing a great job. Vasquez with it. Look at Varell D'ing him up tight. Hands off to Withy. Withy. Varell switches with Carton. Down low. Back out to Courtney. Takes a quick trigger three. No good. JJ didn't get that rebound. Didn't box out. Ball's loose. Carton has it. Gets it. They throw it ahead. Watson. Gavin Watson, one step in the dunk. That's a special set of hops he's got, folks. 27-15 Warriors. And the defensive effort of Trent Carton. Gonna get a reach-in foul on this one. Might be on Carton. Carton or Berkey? Gonna be on Berkey. But Carton with a fantastic defensive play on the floor, scrapping for the ball, came up with it, got it to Berkey, who threw it ahead immediately to Watson. Watson caught it, one bounce, and two hands he flushed that one with.
Don't give him a three.
27-15, 26 seconds.
We got two guys on the floor that can dunk it. JJ could do the same thing.
To Vasquez on the wing, takes a deep three, no good, long rebound, Varell. Varell ahead to Carton with 16 seconds.
I love it. I love
it. Over to Varell. Varell back to Carton. Now to Berkey with 8.
We don't want to go to Gavin.
Berkey.
Varell.
Drives to JJ with a left hand. He scores! Again, Berkey creating, JJ finishing with that left hand. It gives you such a weapon to have a left-handed guy out there on that left side, right? It just, the defense doesn't expect it. Great job, JJ Howard, with his best quarter of his career. 8 points in that quarter for JJ. Watson with 4.5, Carton with 7, Andrew with 7, and Meeker with 3 for the Warriors. 5 for Vasquez, 5 for Courtney, and then 2 for Lopez, 3 for Case. Warriors with a great second quarter. It was 13 all. Warriors outscored them 16-2 in that second quarter to go up 29-15.
Was 13-12 or 13-13. Yeah, so we 16. So
it was, I just said it, Ron. Yeah, it was 16-4 in that quarter. Or 16-2 in that quarter. 14-point Amity margin, and they did it with defense and passing.
The defense was the difference.
Well, and when they got out and ran, they passed the ball. They made the extra pass so that you got the easy shot. It's contagious. When you start passing the ball well and you get good results from it, you start realizing, like, hey, this passing thing's pretty fun.
We
right?
have Devin has the diversity to play different styles of basketball.
He can adapt to the different games, right? Yeah. Now, this didn't work against Sandy and Christian because you have Benjamin Bourne around the rim. He can block everything, and you don't get the rebounds, right? Because he's huge. So you have to play a different style. You have to do it a different way. So we went high-low there. We went into the high post, made Bourne come up, get him away from the basket, then the bounce pass, and you get it. That's not going to work here because they're not going to play that, right? Sandy and Christian stayed in that 2-3 zone with Bourne in the middle. You have to pull him away from the basket. That takes a different offensive approach. And defensively, I mean, this is the best man-to-man defense we've played.
Trent and, Berkey and, and Andrew.
Groves
and
play well. Varell. Yeah, just smothering defense.
Just the little guards don't like
And they're allowing them to play pretty physical on the man-to-man. Yeah. A lot of times that doesn't happen and that kind of makes you have to back off.
I think his fouls were 6-5.
Yeah, I mean, they called it the same both ways though. Yeah. But we just took advantage of what they're calling to be a little bit more aggressive out there.
Yeah.
Alright, we're gonna take a break for a couple minutes, throw a little music your way, and be back with the second half. This is KLYC McMinnville.
You can.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 2:06 here remaining in the halftime, and the Warriors coming back out here with a couple minutes to go. Get loosened back up. Outstanding defensive second quarter for the Warriors. I mean, the highlights are the dunk, you know, by Gavin, or the JJ making a couple of nice plays down where they were with that left hand. But it's really about the defense that they play. We allowed 2 points in that quarter. And a lot of them were because we got turnovers that led to points going the other way. We got breaks going. And we were just the more aggressive team attacking the basket. 29-15 at halftime. It was a 16-2 quarter for the Warriors in that second quarter. 13-13 after one quarter. They were hitting shots, making plays, doing all the things that you need to do to stay in a game and maybe even win. And then defense was just cranked up about three notches by the Warriors. And that was all it really took to make that turn around. We just flustered their ball handlers. They had a hard time getting any kind of offense going. They couldn't hit a three all of a sudden. When they did get a look, they missed it. And a lot of them, we were really challenging, flying at the three-point shooters, too.
And we kind of, number one's got his shots, but he's had to work for every single shot, man.
Hey, I'll take 5 points from him in a half. If he only scores 10 in a game, you're going to blow them out.
Yeah.
He needs 20 for them to be competitive.
Yeah.
So I think Devin stays with the man-to-man. The zone early, we were having some problems with it.
And he's coming back with his starters like he always does.
And then he'll let them figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of Berkey, nobody else really has shown they can play 32 minutes in a game. You know, so everybody needs a break, so it doesn't hurt. But, yeah, that group that was in there, Gavin and JJ coming off the bench just played, and Varel, just fantastic. You had three reserves in there in that second quarter that really made the engine go defensively and offensively.
They're pretty young too, aren't they? Aren't those,
they only have two seniors. They've
Whitney
got a
boys or
sophomore and junior.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Courtney kid's a sophomore.
Sophomore.
And
yeah.
The Vasquez kid is a sophomore, and the big kid Lopez is a sophomore. They'll be pretty good next year.
But that's all they got. They got no JVs.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So. Alright, Warriors ball to start the third quarter. Up 14. Now we got a 1-2-2 zone here.
That's what they started with.
And there's a blocking. That's going to be Colby on a screen.
Nine
didn't get
seconds
set.
Into the game.
His third foul. I'd let him play.
What's it if?
Let him, well, you know, you might as well see if you can get a few more minutes out of him. Maybe you can get 4 or 5 minutes here before he picks up his fourth. You know your bench has already played well. Gavin and JJ played well, so you could go either direction there.
Play good defense and don't give the threes.
Courtney.
It's hard to catch up playing, shoot twos.
Withy to Withy on the right side. Courtney on the cut to the foul line, steps back, elbow jumper, misses that. Good challenge, rebound inside, laid up and in. That was Case, and he found Courtney. Was that Courtney that got the basket?
Uh-oh.
And Courtney gets a steal. Courtney going the other way, knocked away, and Grove steals it. No, Berkey knocked that away.
Yeah,
Grove?
No, Trent did.
Oh, Trent did. Meeker with the drive. Bounce pass down low. Another turnover.
Turnovers. No shot.
Back-to-back turnovers by the Warriors. Courtney with it on the left wing. He's scored 4 already this quarter. Crosses over. Hangs. Left hand up and in. 6 quick points by Courtney. It's 29-19. Should be 29-20. Or 21?
They only made 2 baskets.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. I gave an extra one in there. All right. 29-19. Now Courtney has 2 baskets. Berkey with it. Surveying this zone. Over to Nyseth in the corner. Skips it to Grove. Left corner 3. Buries it.
Wow, that is good for us.
It's his second three of the game.
Andrew's starting to hit that.
Yep. Well, it gives you that weak side rotation that makes them pay for sagging off in a zone. Kind of forces them to play man-to-man if you can hit those threes. Withy, Warriors up 13. Drew Withy, high post. Courtney turns around, gets it to drop. Nobody chested up the cutter. We came right across from the weak side. Cut to the elbow, caught the ball, turned around, and scored. Back to an 11-point game. Down low, Meeker hangs. Misses, gets it back. Fouled. Before the shot, I think. Yeah, out of bounds.
They still trade threes for twos, though. I mean, it takes longer to catch up shooting twos if he can make a three.
Warriors inbound, right side of the key. Berkey.
Don't want to let them get off on
three. Lobs to Nyseth, can't hang on to it.
Three bad turnovers in the first 2 minutes.
On top, Withy. Hesitation, drives left, spins back to the right. Kicks it out to Courtney. Courtney, same thing. Pulls up from mid-range, misses that one. Those are tough shots. Grove ahead to Carton on the wing. Carton, Berkey on top.
Cross court.
Pulls up, 17-footer, won't stay. Tipped by Meeker. Carton with it.
Fouled.
Sorry. Carton will go to the line to shoot two. 32-21 Warriors.
Love to see him drop two free throws.
That would be great. He's one out of two from the line tonight. Warriors as a team, just two out of four. And Jefferson hasn't shot a foul shot. Misses the first one. That's interesting. They went a whole first half, did not shoot a foul shot. Warriors didn't get into the bonus on them.
Did we shoot a foul shot?
We shot four in the first half. Meeker and Carton. Carton buries the second one. Timeout, Devin. 33-21 Warriors, going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break. Be right back here on KLYC. Welcome back, Warrior fans. 33-21, Amity on top here in the third quarter. It's been a little bit of a rough quarter. I mean, the Warriors have only been outscored 6-4. It's not terrible, but offensively, the Warriors have struggled to really find any rhythm yet. So we'll see if they can fix that. They've got more turnovers than they do shot attempts, I think. At least three, maybe four turnovers so far.
They don't have the clock. See, it's one of those ones you got to let the thing run down.
There's a way to cancel it. We had one of those in one of the schools I worked in.
Well, we had it in our score clock.
But you have to know.
Out in the gym.
You have to know to cancel it.
It's out in the blue gym.
Withy brings it up. Next dead ball, Vasquez and Lopez coming
nice
in. There's
steal.
A steal. If Andrew can save it, he can't. Dives into the stands. Good effort by the junior.
Might have hurt his wrist.
Yeah, he'll be all right. It's his left one. Doesn't matter. Berkey and Grove, communicating there. Making sure they know who's going to be where. This is a one in diamond. I don't know what this is. 1-3-1. I don't know. They're making it look like one thing and then jumping into something else. I think it's a 1-3-1.
I think it's 2-3.
Well, in the half court it's 2-3, but in the full court I think it was a 1-3-1. I don't know. It's hard to tell. They're morphing around. It's a press. Courtney with it out on top. Withy skips it.
There's
Nyseth with a steal. Jump that pass. Nyseth leaves it for Grove.
Oh, he got a foul.
Stripped away. He's going to call the foul. Yep. He was late on calling it, but he got it right. And that was that it was a foul. Grove will go to the line to shoot two. He doesn't need to explain to the coach five times. Do you see him? Like over and over again. That's an inexperienced official. Make your call. Tell the scorer's table. Get back to action. You don't have to give him an... Oh, Grove misses a foul shot. Warriors are 3-for-7 from the foul line tonight.
I'd be happy with 5-for-7.
How about 4-for-8?
Yeah. 50%.
We'll take that for now. See if we can get it a little bit better. Withy and Withy working on breaking the press coming up. Warriors aren't even pressuring. Now they come up.
Ooh.
Berkey trying to get the steal. There's Grove. Tips. And Berkey can't get it. Now they throw ahead and they've got numbers underneath. Lay it up and in. They overcommitted. They thought they had the turnover. And four Warriors were across half court thinking they were going to get the turnover because they had so much fun running in the second quarter. They wanted to run some more. So Lopez gets the lay-in. Carton on top, skips it over to Grove, left corner. Not rushing things, surveys it, finds Meeker. Carton ends up with it. Just a garbage shot right there. Carton in the right spot at the right time. Meeker deflected a pass. I don't know who it was intended for. Carton picked it up, laid it up and in. Sometimes you get a little lucky when you're just hustling. Vasquez hits a mid-range at the other end. He's got 7 in the game. It's back to an 11-point Warrior lead. Team's playing pretty even here right now. Carton, but that's the way it was in the first quarter, too. Down low. Meeker turns. Can't get that to drop. Use the backboard. Little 7-footer there from the right angle. Tough shot without the backboard. Easy shot with the backboard.
It's hard to shoot a swisher from 6 feet.
Yeah, it's just hard. It's a ton of touch, right?
With people on you, yeah.
Warriors commit a foul at the other end. It's going to put Withy on the line to shoot two. Foul was on Carton, his second. Second team foul on the Warriors. 36-25. Withy misses the... gets the foul shot. It drops in after bouncing high. J.J. and Varell, so they're looking for that. Nah, it's a little different. They're going to leave Meeker in and bring Carton out. So it's not quite the five that had such a good second quarter. But it's close. Carton played good defense that second quarter. He showed he's got it. Withy hits the second one clean. So it's a 9-point game. See if this this unit that's on the floor here can get some defense going and not turn the ball over on offense. JJ in the high post. Back to Varell. Corner. Oh. Missed that one. JJ can't battle for that board. Got to be careful there. Courtney gets a rebound. Gets it over. Courtney up the right side. Hesitation dribble. Hangs. Fouled. He got Berkey in the air. They bailed him out. It was a little awkward. Two coming for Courtney. Remember when I said they hadn't shot any foul shots? Now they're going to have four foul shots here. 3:03 left to go third quarter. 36-27 Amity. Courtney at the line to shoot two. Misses the first one. No spin on that ball. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Almost a knuckleball. Just
flipped it up there.
It might have rotated a half a rotation. One more. That one's got a little bit more rotation. It goes in. Courtney with 12 in the game. JJ in the middle. Little floater.
No.
No good. Not a bad shot for JJ, though. He likes that little flip shot in the middle of the key. And that was a good entry pass from Varell to find JJ cutting from the top of the key.
Just time down, man.
Vasquez on top. Withy to Lopez. Back to Withy on the... Grove to Varell in the left front court. Back to Grove. Swings to Berkey on the right side. Finds Meeker down low. Meeker, he loves it down there. Draws the foul. She'll shoot too. The big kid's like, what just happened down here? Meeker caught the ball in traffic, pump fake, jumps up, hangs in the air, draws contact. He'll shoot two.
Make two.
Meeker at the line tonight, 1 for 2. Buries the first one. One more coming for the senior guard. I don't know if you can call him a guard. He's just a basketball player. Chance to make it a 10-point lead, and short. Varell tips. JJ with it.
Get it.
One fake. Missed the short one. Oh, JJ right there with the left hand. Was going to be perfect for him. At the other end, Vasquez takes a three. No good. JJ with the rebound. Throws it ahead to Berkey. Berkey pushing hard. All the way in, scores! Evan is much faster than people think he is with the ball in his hands. He just explodes to the basket when he attacks.
He has good genes.
He does.
There's some good Berkey names.
39-28.
Up on the track.
JJ's gotta be careful with those hands.
Haven't called the hand check.
They haven't.
Night.
It's weird, isn't it? Yeah. There have been a lot of it on both sides. Left corner three. Withy off the backboard. Gets it back. Leaves it down low for Lopez. Withy picks it back up. He misses. JJ tips. And it's going to be JJ, I think, with a loose ball foul. No. 31. They called Lopez.
Grabbed his arm.
I thought JJ had a hold of his arm.
Grabbed his arm.
We'll take it. 39-28. You probably could have called about six different fouls in there. They just finally saw one of them. 39-28, Warriors with the ball. Meeker, Berkey play catch on the right side. Meeker with it in the corner. Down low to Varell, a little slow. JJ with it.
Got fouled.
Hangs it up. He's trying to do Meeker stuff in the air. He just needs to go to the basket.
Two or three lay-ins.
That one he kind of hung and turned sideways. Like, you're the longest person out there. Just take it up strong. Couldn't miss in that second quarter. They get it down low. Berkey with a steal. Berkey playing great defense against Courtney. Now he drives, leaves it for Meeker, lays it up and in. Is there a better fast break passer than Berkey in our league? I don't think so. Best man defender and phenomenal passer. Not a great shooter, but he also doesn't shoot much. He doesn't care. Courtney with it out top. Warriors back up by 13. They were up 14 at the half. 40 seconds and counting here in the third. Withy They had their little burst. We were turning the ball over. Courtney backs it out. Goes high post to Vasquez, shortest guy on the court, back to Withy. Jab step. Can't get past Berkey. Hands to Courtney. Warriors in a 2-3 zone here. 20 seconds to go.
They got it.
Great defense by Berkey. Almost got the steal. They get it back to Vasquez. Turn, shoots, buries it from about 8 feet. It's a cute little shot, isn't it? He's got 9 in the game. 5 seconds. Grove in the corner.
Have it.
They find JJ.
Up.
He doesn't know. He turns, he shoots. He's, oh, I thought he had it. Oh, my goodness. It would have been good. After three quarters, the Warriors with an 11-point lead, 41-30. Hold on, folks. Fourth quarter action coming up. Fourth quarter, Warriors have Watson, Nyseth, Vrell, Grove, and Berkey on the floor. Jefferson ball.
And man-to-man. No.
Uh-oh. That's going to be a foul on Berkey. Courtney with a little hesitation dribble. Berkey got him. That's his third.
We're good foul. We're all right.
Just our fourth team foul in the half.
Berkey's got 3 and Nyseth's got 3.
That's it. I mean, it's a tough assignment. Yeah, Courtney's always probing, attacking. It's easy to pick up a cheap foul here and there.
Oh, my goodness. That's...
To get it into one of the Withy boys, Trevor Withy. And Berkey work making Courtney have to work so hard to get the ball all the time. It's a drive, step back. Oh, that's a travel. Watson almost had the steal, and then he gets the foul because he couldn't put the brakes on. Fifth team foul on the Warriors. First on Watson. He can be aggressive, but you don't want to get into the bonus yet. 7:36 left to go in the game. Grove almost had a steal. Vasquez gets it back. Vasquez way out by the center circle. Hands off to Withy. Trevor Withy.
If we make him shoot twos, we just don't want to give a three.
Starts to drive. Hooks a pass. Knocked away by Grove. Chased down by Courtney. Back to Withy. A little floater. Missed. Throws it back up. Misses again. Vrell with the board. Keon up the left side. Finds Grove. Thought about the three. Gives it to Nyseth. Works his way down.
Nice.
With a right-hand hook
nice.
And scores.
Really nice.
Just very composed as he went up. Took his time. Surveyed the defense. No help was coming. Had the little right-hand hook. Little power hook he's got. Withy on top. Warriors up 13. Over to Courtney in the left angle extended. Hesitation dribble. Gets in deep, off balance, misses that, and Watson with a rebound.
Out of control.
Well, the defense is solid. He's having to work hard. Vrell, back out. Nyseth skips it to Grove. Left corner three. Little strong. Rebound inside Withy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Berkey, that was not a good one. Berkey reached in. That'll get Carton back in. That hurts.
He didn't have to do that.
No. Wasn't a good foul at all. Wasn't a good risk. When you have three fouls at this stage of the game, it's all about risk assessment.
We're up 13. They had the ball. It wasn't like the ball was up for grabs.
No. He had it secure. You were trying to reach in and tie him up. Withy to Withy. Throws it ahead to Courtney. Warriors in a zone.
Oh,
knocked
nice.
Away by Watson.
Devin's got the good hands tonight.
Yep. Without fouling. So it's going to be Vrell now. I think that's a good matchup right there for the Warriors.
He
can do it.
Last time.
He's got the fouls to give, too. He can make him work. Courtney crosses over, goes left. Vrell makes him work. Courtney gets it up and off the glass and in. That's a nice shot. That's a tough shot.
You got to
get on that left hand.
You got to make him go right.
Yeah. Saying the same thing there. Vrell to Carton. Carton with it out on top. Works right. Probes to Nyseth. Attacks. Hangs. Missed it.
Oh.
Watson treats it like an alley-oop and lays it in. Gavin Watson doing what he does. Running the floor, playing defense, following shots. That one looked like an intentional alley-oop. Vasquez going to be fouled. That's
Whoa.
The seventh on the Warriors. That was a pretty weak foul.
Quick whistle.
Because it didn't affect the play either. Vasquez caught the ball, was going to spin away from Watson. Watson might have touched him, but based on the amount of contact they allowed in the first half, that's a pretty touchy call.
Well, both teams are 7-5. I mean, it's even.
They've picked up the calls, right?
Yeah.
Definitely more than we were getting in the first half. Vasquez hits the first.
Good-looking shooter.
Yeah, he is. If he was about 6 feet, he'd be a tough ball player. He's about 5'5". They list him at 5'6", but I don't even think he's that. He's pretty short, but he's a good basketball player. Hits them both. He might be their best pure shooter. 45-34 Warriors, 5:37 left to go. We've got a full timeout on the floor, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Welcome back, Warrior fans. 45-34, Warriors by 11. Coming up on the midway mark in the fourth quarter. Right now, there is 5:37 to go. It's going to be Warrior basketball. 17 fouls on Amity, 5 on the Lions.
Work patiently on offense. Just don't turn the ball over. At least get a shot.
Carton on the ring. Over to Vrell in the corner. Takes the dribble back to Carton. Fakes back to Vrell. Skips it. Grove fakes the three. Goes baseline. Probing. Leaves it for Watson. Nice, lays it up. Missed.
Kobe.
Nyseth falls. He's fouled. Good hustle by Nyseth. Watson almost had the finish. Just... He kind of fumbled the ball and then didn't have the touch as he went up. But a great pass by Grove.
Tried to bank it. He should have dunked it.
Easy for you and me to say. Throw that down. Just jump up there and dunk it, Gavin.
He can.
Well, it's a little tougher in traffic. Nyseth barely gets the ball to the rim.
That was 14 feet.
One more coming.
14 feet, 6 inches, and it need to be 15. To
go. Is there anybody who gets more RPMs, though, on his shot? Look at that thing.
Boom.
Rolls around, misses that one. Watson with a rebound. Turns.
He got fouled.
Yeah, he did get fouled. No call and a jump ball. Carton gets his hands in there.
It's our ball.
Warriors will inbound along the baseline. Lopez coming back in. 6'4".
Man, 2 free throws. Gotta make free throws.
He might be 6'5". He's long. That hair looks tall too.
What happened?
I don't know what he said. 16 fouls on the Lions. Carton on the cut.
Missed it.
Lopez with a rebound. Oh,
Lions, we missed the second half.
We just
Jamie's
missed three or
two.
Four of them. Yeah.
And that's Gavin's rough. Got one, and that's one.
5-minute mark. Yeah, got to make some shots. Got to make your lay-ins. You know, we missed some of that first.
Uh-oh.
There's going to be a hand check. Wow, they're starting to call it a lot tighter. It's going to be 1-on-1 for Drew Withy.
Can't touch him.
Yeah. Gavin put his hand on his hip. Part of that's you're getting a little tired. You're trying to play aggressive defense. You tend to put the hands out.
Yeah, you don't have to come out that far to guard that guy. The guy's not going to.
No, and I think you're hitting on something really important, Ron, and that is defensive IQ. Hustle's great. Good form is great. But there's an understanding about who you're guarding and where you need to guard them, what they want to do. Withy rolls in a pair. Warriors by 9. Carton way out on top with it, taking his time. It's a zone defense, kind of a 1-2-2. Drew Withy on top of it. Vrell back to Grove, swings to Carton. So you have to find the weakness in this. Carton goes behind the back.
Got to get rid of it, 5 seconds.
Skips it over to Grove, to Vrell on the right side. Back out. Oh, that was it. Carton to Grove to Vrell for 3. No. Missed it. Carton knocks it loose inside. He was fouled. No call. Ball spiked to the ground. Should be Warriors ball. Off of Withy and out of bounds. 45-36.
Point blank misses.
Yeah, a lot of misses. And balls that were going in that second quarter. Warriors by 9 with the ball. Carton takes it. To Vrell in the corner, dribbles out towards the top, hands to Watson, traveled. He just got that extra step. Might need to do a substitution here for Gavin.
George has been out for a long time.
Well, George is out, and so is Evan with his 4 fouls. I think you could come back to Evan.
Got to have him.
George is coming. Just not a good enough offensive unit out there right now.
Paul.
They lobbed to Lopez, lays it up and in. Nobody was watching Lopez. They threw over the top. It's a 7-point game. Grove.
No turnovers. There's a
flips
hand
it over
check.
To Carton. Carton.
Oh, both ways. That's
back
trouble.
To Grove. Grove skips it down. Nyseth on the baseline.
Got it.
Works
He's
his way that. Down. Hangs. Scores!
He can.
Nyseth powers that.
Charles Barkley.
Yep.
Get yourself
Just
in.
That power dribble into the body and then up. He's not a bad leaper.
No.
You know, for a kid 6'1", 6'2", he gets off the ground well. And what he's doing is he's learned to use that power dribble to get into the body and then elevate. It's hard to block a shot right after somebody bumps into you.
They don't have anybody that can keep him out of there.
No. And it's hard. You remember, the guys who get into your chest as they're going up, it's hard for you to get up with them without fouling. And that's what Nyseth did right there, is he gets into the body of the shot blocker, and then he elevates through him before the guy can jump.
What was really good about that possession was we didn't hurry it. We took enough time to get a decent shot.
And Nyseth wasn't immediately looking to score. He caught the ball, surveyed the court, saw that he had an opportunity, and then, under control, attacked the basket.
Now this time down, just good D, get the ball back, and take some more time off.
Back to a 9-point lead for the Warriors. 2:58 left to go, fourth quarter. Warriors in this 2-2-1 pressure. This has been Devin's favorite one this year, I think. Courtney, tipped by Berkey, who's back into the game, along with Meeker.
There it is. Oh.
Oh, little touch foul out on top. They think they had the steal on Vasquez. They got Meeker for a slap.
1-on-1 with their best foul shooter.
Yep, Vasquez to the line to shoot. 1-on-1
with 6 seconds,
and it'll be
off the clock.
Two shots the rest of the way. Vasquez takes his time, puts it up, and buries it. I don't think he's touched the rim on his three foul shots. This is their leading scorer in the game, I think, now. He's got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He's got 12. I guess Courtney's got maybe 14. Vasquez has 13 now. He's 4 out of 4 from the line. As a team, they are 9 for 10 from the foul line. And it's a 7-point game. Meeker skips it over to Grove. Down to Berkey. Back out to Grove. Meeker in the high post. Takes a dribble. Down low. Nyseth lays it up and in. What a pass from Meeker. Nyseth sealed off. Meeker found him with a bounce pass. They throw ahead. Vasquez along the sideline. They're going to get a foul on Carton.
Oh, my goodness. Man, we got to have them run some time. You can't just put the same guy in the foul line.
And that's Vasquez back to the line to shoot two now. Double bonus time.
That defense. He was not positioned. That's a good call.
Vasquez buries the first one. Looks like he could shoot them all day, huh? He's 5 out of 5 from the line. 14 in the game. That ties him for high scoring honors with his teammate, Courtney. Buries them both. That's what good foul shooting looks like right there. 6 out of 6 from the line. I don't think anything touched the net. Kid can shoot the ball. He's a sophomore also, so they've got him coming back. Berkey fakes the three, skips it over to Meeker, back to Carton, takes a standstill three,
yeah.
Hits it.
Love
Trent
it.
Had a lot of time to get his feet set as they reverse the ball a couple of times. Makes it a 10-point lead, 52-22. That's a big three.
You need to burn some time here. Don't give them.
Vasquez back out to Withy, left corner. Withy out on top with it now. It's Courtney popping out. Courtney starts to drive. They double him. Berkey slaps it away. Careful. Back out to Vasquez. To Courtney. Wanted to shoot the three. Throws it away. Over and back. Courtney careless with that pass. A one-handed little flip pass.
He'll be better next year, I guarantee you.
Yeah. Well, he's a sophomore. Vasquez is a sophomore. Lopez is a sophomore. The Withy boys are sophomore junior. So this team will be competitive for number two next year.
Except their numbers. I'd like to know where they're going to get the numbers.
But they've got a starting five next year that'll be pretty good.
Oh.
Grove with a drive and the score. Should have been a foul afterwards, but nobody was looking.
That's a big basket.
It is. Put him up 12. 54-42.
Stop the clock with a foul.
Vasquez in the right corner. Vasquez can't get his shot off if you're on him. Bounce pass to Lopez, to Withy, skip it over to Courtney for three. Buries it.
Wrong guy to get a shot at.
Cut it to 9, 54-45 with 107 left to go.
Courtney is smooth operator, man.
He's a good-looking ball player.
Like you said, sophomore.
Yep. 30-second timeout taken by Jefferson. This one's basically over, though. You got a 9-point lead with 107 to go.
Here's the thing about these small schools in the Valley. And if they play in the, like AAU ball or whatever, he's a decent coach. I guarantee you, I bet you they find a player or two.
Or lose a player or two if they're not careful.
Exactly.
That's the other thing that can happen.
Exactly. You're right on.
It's tough.
Kid like Courtney is a sophomore. He could move up just because he's such a fine shooter.
You're not far from Albany. You're not far from Salem.
Cascade High School.
Yep. Staten. North Santa Am's not far, 13 miles from here.
Yeah.
Yep. It can go either way. And it really depends on the coach, honestly. 3A's and what you have around a kid.
We should run some time right here. We should really.
Oh, I'm sure we are going to spread it out. Attack.
No shot. Give it up.
Carton with it. Backs
He's
up.
He's not counting yet.
Nope. Carton handling the ball against Withy.
Somebody should be breaking.
Not much movement here.
Kicked
and it turned it over. That was a kick. No call. Ball's on the floor loose. Carton gets it back. Carton tries to throw it ahead. It's knocked out of bounds. Oh my goodness! Either that was a foul or it was knocked out of bounds. There's no way that was a clean loss by Carton. He was trying to make a pass. Somebody either hit the ball or hit his arm.
Hey, put a hand in his face.
Case coming in for Lopez. Looking for a three-point shooter in Case.
He's got to pass the ball. Way too much passing. Nobody was breaking. We didn't really run anything. Got it.
Courtney brings it up, 35 seconds. Backs his way to the elbow.
Good D. Excellent defense.
Berkey shuts him down. They go baseline, back out. Courtney working on Berkey along the baseline. Gets it to drop. That's a tough shot, though, and you made him work hard for it. Timeout taken by Jefferson. It'll be a full timeout. 7-point game with 20 seconds left to go from Jefferson High School. This is Warrior Basketball. We're back. Welcome back, Warrior fans. 20 seconds left to go here from Jefferson High School. The Warriors with a 54-47 lead. They were up 12, five straight points by the Lions to cut it down to 7. Warriors with 10 fouls.
Get in bounds.
And
get a foul.
It's 1-1 if they get fouled. It'll be the 7th foul. Berkey with it. They got a foul right away. For some reason, they don't seem to understand that. Berkey dribbles it up all the way, puts the brakes on, dribbles out. They're still looking for him. Don't give it to Meeker. He'll get... Berkey, why did you give the ball up? Oh.
Yeah,
I love George. But he is 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. Berkey's a good foul shooter. You want the ball in the right hands. So, all right. Meeker go to the line to shoot 1-1.
I see him come 2 for 2 right here. Spin the ball, shoot it.
Warriors worked.
Spin the ball, shoot it.
Worked that down to 10.9 seconds. Meeker short. Berkey with a rebound. Berkey dribbles out. And that will put him on the line as Withy fouls him. Oh my goodness. What a play by Evan Berkey. It was over anyway because there was 11 seconds left and they're down 7. They're not, even in the NBA, you're not getting that.
That makes some really bad turnovers.
Reggie Miller asked.
Hey, they make 7 or 6 in that time.
Yeah. Not if a team makes their foul shots.
There we go.
Berkey buries the first one.
Why'd he give it up?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why'd he give it up?
That's what I'm guessing too. That was, that's one you talk to him about later. Hey, are you the foul shooter or not? If you are, keep the ball in your hands. One more for Berkey.
Short.
Gets them both. Gets it to roll in. Berkey with just 4 points in the game. But how do you calculate his value? It is so hard because of his defense, his passing. And honestly, you know, except when he's upset about something, his leadership on the court has been excellent this basketball season overall.
Him and Isis.
They've set the tone. They've set the tone on there, on the floor for playing hard, making every possession important, not getting down, communicating with their teammates in a positive way all the time, making sure everybody knows what's supposed to be going on.
It's a good win. It's a good win. They've come along. Jefferson's come a long ways.
And they've got...
Defensively, probably their biggest.
They've got the best offensive player in the game in Courtney today.
Close, yep.
I think he's the best offensive player on either team.
He'll be a second team at least.
No, I mean in this game tonight.
Yeah, but all league?
Yeah.
He'll probably be second team at least.
Yeah, probably.
They don't have anybody else that's going to be.
Well, they're in third place. Even with this loss, they'll be 6-6. No, they're not. Sorry. I was thinking the girls. They're going to be 3-9. So, yeah, he can't get first team on a 3-9 team, I don't think.
Well,
shouldn't be able to.
He'll get something.
He'll get second team. He's a solid ball player. No question about it. They've got the ball. Bounce pass. They try to go inside. You see, okay, another good example of the Warriors there. They could have picked that ball up and they just let it roll because it was eating up time. Just get the game over with and get out of here. 0.7 seconds. Warriors inbound. 56-47. The final score for the Warriors. It was tied after one. The Warriors had a phenomenal second quarter.
That was the difference.
That was really the difference in the game. A 16-2 second quarter. And then they cruised their way to a 9-point victory. It was never really that close. They got it down to 5 once in the fourth quarter. Warriors had it back up to 10 a couple minutes later. Good win for the Warriors. They were good balance tonight also. Trent Carton had 7 in the first half. He finished the game with 13. Andrew Grove also had 7 in the first half. He finished the game with 13. J.J. Howard, 8 points. Albin, that great second quarter. Watson with 6. Nyseth with 6. And Watson, 6 all came in that second quarter, too. Yeah. He and J.J. had
14 points.
Yeah, 14 of
and
the 16 points
10
in that quarter.
Between them.
They were phenomenal in that quarter. Meeker finishes the game with 6. Berkey with 4. But Berkey really just his defense, his passing, he was instigating so much in that second quarter on the break, getting the ball to the right people in the right place. He's really turned into, I mean, I still think the best point guard in the league is probably Hodges.
Yeah.
But I think Berkey's the second.
Yeah, because
of the offense. He can score 20 on you anytime. But I think if you want to talk defensive player of the year in our league, it's Evan Berkey in my book.
Yeah.
All right, folks. We're done for tonight. We're back on Wednesday at home against Santa Am Christian. I don't have a time on that, so be checking.
We're hopefully assuming
that Dayton wins. You don't have an update?
Well, we don't have anybody playing in there or going to that.
Come on. TR. I'll check with TR here and see what he's got.
Is TR at the game?
I don't know.
He'll know, though. It's at San Diego Christian.
He'll know. Let's see. Ask him how Dayton's doing tonight. If they can knock off SC, then Amity will host SC on Wednesday. If SC beats Dayton, we're going to SC on Wednesday. So we'll see what happens there. Hey, just be paying attention. Check the website or the OSAA and look at the schedule there, and you can find out what time that game is going to happen and where it's going to happen. We'll be on the air for it. So, all right.
Little mentoring going
on. That's it for Ron and I tonight from Jefferson High School. Warriors with a 9-point win over the Lions. Warriors finish up their league season with a 9-3 record in league, 15-9 overall. That's it, folks. Appreciate you guys joining us tonight. As always, another great night to be a Warrior, isn't it? Thanks for joining us, folks. Have a good night.
Well, you gotta go back to work on Monday, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.